Listen to every episode of Stokely and Zach on demand at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank and the 20K Good Business Giveaway. Submit a video explaining how your business does good by October 24th for a chance to win $20,000. Rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC. Visit efirstbank.com/business contest.
Here's a little toss to Sanders. Going to throw it. For the touchdown to Sutton. What a play. They love their rookie, Cortland Sutton, and the veteran, Emmanuel Sanders. A nice pass for the touchdown.
Here we are, Stoke, on a fabulous feel-good Friday after what we saw last night. How could you not feel good? First of all, before we start, just a heads up, Vance Joseph expected to speak at any second now, so we will bail out of whatever conversation we're having at that particular time and go live to Dove Valley. But until then, Stoke, what do you make of it?
Awesome. Great performance. Hadn't seen a performance like this, a complete game, since the Cowboys of last year, which was the second game of the year. So since that football game, we haven't seen this team play up to that level. And we knew they were capable of doing it. I knew this defense was capable of playing the way that they played. This offense was capable of playing the way that they played. So to see it on a short week on the road, this football team go out there and do what they should do against the Arizona Cardinals, that was awesome.
It was
flat out awesome. It was good to get that win. This football team needed that win. All the hype leading up to it, jobs are on the line, you know, starting positions are on the line, this and that, and they go out there and they play a complete football game. Best one of the year. Hopefully they can use this as a springboard moving forward and continue to play good football, you know, for four quarters. Because if they do, they can beat anybody. They really can. This is a good football team with a lot of talent. If they can stop making the mistakes that we've seen them make in previous weeks and start playing more like what we saw against Arizona, they can beat anybody.
You know, Stoke, you and I had the conversation in the days leading up to yesterday's game about what version of the Broncos are we going to see. Are we going to see the version that showed up against the Jets and got absolutely dismantled and humiliated? Or are we going to see a version that showed up against the prohibited Super Bowl favorite Rams, who hung in for four quarters? Are we going to see the version against the Chiefs that had a 10-point lead here 3 weeks ago? What version of this team are we going to see? What we saw was the latter. We saw the version against the Chiefs and the Rams. It just happened to be against the Arizona Cardinals. And when you go out and be that version of yourself against a bad football team, that's what it looks like.
That's it. That's what you're supposed to do against bad football teams. You're supposed to dominate them. You're supposed to embarrass them, and that's what the Broncos did. And I don't care who it was against. You know, people are saying, well, it's just the Arizona. It doesn't matter. This football team needed a win. They needed a performance like that. They did what they were supposed to do, and that's the bottom line. And it doesn't matter who you're playing. Right, we've seen it over and over the last year and a half. We've lost a bad football team.
That's right.
At home.
That's right.
And so to go out there and have a complete performance from top to bottom, you're getting turnovers defensively, offensively, you're scoring touchdowns. I mean, it was just, that's what the doctor ordered, Zach. It was awesome.
That is exactly what the doctor ordered. And you know what? There's two ways to win that game. There's winning it by hook or by crook, just figuring it out. You know, Schlereth predicted 9-6. Alford predicted 24-16, I believe. DMAC was like a 17-10 type of deal. And that would have been good enough because you got the longest losing streak in the NFL. So if you figured out a way to win,
right,
you win. But the way and manner in which it went down was a thorough, just lashing and thrashing. So you saw the best version of the Broncos. So in addition to getting off the snide and then ending the longest losing streak in the league, you do it in such a dominant fashion that it reopens a conversation of reopens optimism within the fan base and me included. But it also opens up a conversation of, hey, if this is who you are, maybe we shouldn't be looking forward to firing Vance or the NFL draft or things of that nature. This thing is far from over.
Yep, I think Vance is giving himself an extension here. it was obvious he was fighting for his job last week against the Cardinals last night. They had to get a win. And the performance that they put out there and what they look like, that goes a long way. So now he's got an extension. And, you know, I don't see anything happening here anytime soon. Now, if you get back to playing really awful football, obviously things change quickly in the NFL. But you look at the Broncos and you look at the rest of their schedule and who they have coming up. And obviously you got a tough one coming up next week against the Chiefs on the road. And then you got Houston at home. So I don't see anything happening now for at least, 3 weeks or so.
Yeah,
I think Vance gave himself an extension, which is great news. That's best for the Denver Broncos. And, we talked a lot yesterday about this streak that they have going. More Super Bowl appearances than losing season. They have an opportunity to continue that streak. That's important. Will this be a playoff team? Will it not? Probably not, but you know what? Stranger things have happened. They have talent. Can they continue to play like what we saw last night? Can they continue to do those little things and not make mistakes? It was, from top to bottom, from the start. They started fast against the New York Jets, and then they just wilted away, but not last night. They started fast, and they finished fast. I mean, man, that got me so excited. I mean, it really did. It had me fired up watching that football game. Like, wow, this is what this team's capable of doing.
Yep.
That's what they're capable of doing.
It was a version of the defense that, pardon me, and I know folks will roll their eyes. I got it. I know that it's not 2015. Times change. The faces have changed. The coaches have changed. New guys in, old guys out. I got all that. But it felt like the 2015 defense, didn't it? With just how thunder-punching authoritative that they were from the third play of the game. I mean, it was less than a minute in, and the Broncos were up 7-0. Derek Wolfe gets his hand on a ball. Todd Davis runs under it, and he punches it in pay dirt. And we've been here before, too, with the Ravens game, right? I remember I tweeted, the Ravens have officially been punched in the mouth. Well, the Ravens went back down and scored, and the Broncos eventually lose that football game. And
Ravens
I know
have a strong chin.
The Ravens have a strong and no glass jaw right over there in Baltimore. And I understand that the Cardinals aren't in the Ravens' class right now. But we have seen those hot starts fizzle out. It was a consistent effort. You said it earlier. It was the most thorough four-quarter football game the Broncos have put together since week two of last season at home against Dallas.
Yeah, they like you said, the start was great. You know, that's what you want to do when you're on the road is start fast, start quick. And this defense obviously gave them momentum, gave them confidence, especially when you've been reeling a little bit like the Denver Broncos have been. And you're questioning what, you know, maybe some of the coaches are doing, and you're questioning some of your teammates, and you're questioning whether you're a good football team or not. You're able to go out there, you start fast, you get momentum, you get confidence, and you see what it leads to. And it was just a snowball effect. One turnover leads to two, leads to three. You know, one sack leads to two, leads to three. Von Miller, Bradley Chubb, Shaq Barrett. I mean, players are making plays all over the place. It's kind of contagious, and hopefully this can continue. It's obviously going to be a tough task coming up, but look, I mean, I just saw the Broncos hang with the Kansas City Chiefs at home. It's going to be a different environment. It's going to be a lot tougher. But to think that they don't have a chance against the Chiefs, I think, is fooling yourself. But now they have to play a complete football game like they just played for four quarters. And anything is possible. Really, really it is. So this football team right now should be confident and should know after you've seen the last three or four weeks and the last three or four games and you played a couple really good football teams that you know if you play good football, if you play good football for four quarters, you can flat out play with anybody. Now, if you don't, you'll get embarrassed. That's the thing here. You can't get away with anything but playing really good football for four quarters. Because if you don't do that, then you get embarrassed by the New York Jets. You get embarrassed by the Baltimore Ravens. So, but this should be a momentum shifter for the Broncos season, a confidence builder to let them know that, you know what, we are a good football team.
All right, we will go live to Dove Valley. Doesn't matter if we're in the middle of a commercial break. We'll bail out of it. Vance Joseph, the head coach of the Broncos, expected to speak. We'll go there live next.
Does your business make a positive impact on its community, customers, or employees? First Bank invites you to submit a 2-minute video explaining how you and your business do good for a chance to win $20,000 and a marketing campaign courtesy of First Bank. Doing good can be donating proceeds to charity, being environmentally sustainable, providing gym memberships for your employees, and so much more. If this describes your business, submit your video by October 24th. First Bank. Business banking for good. Rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC. Visit eFirstBank.com/business contest for more details.
Royce Freeman, with an ankle. He's day-to-day. He's still being evaluated there. Hopefully he makes it to KC. Deshaun Hamilton with a knee. Also day-to-day. Darren Stewart with a neck. Darren's had his third stinger in 3 weeks, so we'll see about that. And Emmanuel Sanders is okay. His ankle's fine. So that's the fourth one in the game. Any questions?
How do you bubble up this motion and energy and keep it going forward?
I think our team's played hard the last, month and a half. You know, obviously winning a game like that, helps the emotional part, of the football team. But we've played hard. It's a matter of winning some football games and keeping the same feeling, But our team is focused. We have no problem working during the week, and it's a matter of finishing and winning. Simple as that.
What did you see defensively when you, I assume you already watched the film?
Yes.
What did you see defensively that kind of triggered that onslaught? You kind of haven't seen that type of just avalanche of plays in a while.
I think, Troy, just getting back to dictating on first and second down, that's how this thing's built on defense, obviously closing the middle and playing man coverage, rushing five and stopping a run. First of all, and when a quarterback throws the ball, rushing the quarterback and covering your guys is very simple, and winning third downs. But I think that's the beauty of being a 3-4 defense on first, second down. It's rushing five and playing man coverage and really dictating to the offense on what's going to happen the first two downs. And if you win the first two downs, the third down is usually longer. And you win third down, you're off the field, So I think I'm just getting back to doing what our guys do best, and that's rushing and covering.
Vance Bradley Roby said that he felt like he stepped up his preparation this week. Did you witness any of that or any kind of change in him that led to that performance?
Well, he's been working hard. I mean, he realized that he didn't play good against the Jets. That was one of his worst games of the year, obviously. I thought he bounced back decently against the Rams. He had a couple plays there, but he played really well yesterday. And for this defense to work, the corners have to play well. Chris has played well the entire season. In my opinion, Roby has had his moments, and I thought Brock. Brock played well the last 2 weeks as far as covering his guy. He didn't tackle well against the Rams at all, but he covered his guy. So, if the corners play well in this defense, we can play good defense.
This is the first time the offensive line, this group, played a full game together. How did you evaluate their performance as a group?
Well, first of all, I thought Max, filling in for Ron, did a great job. I mean, he played with great energy, played physical. He was good in the pass game. I thought Connor bounced back and played solid. And both tackles played well. I thought Bosey played one of his best games of the year. So it's good to see those young guys play so good. And watching Bosey, he played with great technique, he played with great poise. That Chandler Jones is a great rusher, and Bosey blocked him. So I was proud of him.
Fundamentals.
Yeah, just doing what he's coached to do and playing with great poise. And, Bosey's a great athlete. So I'm not surprised when he can block a Chandler Jones one-on-one because he's physically capable. It's just consistency he has to work on.
Is he trying at the level you want to at this point in terms of comfort with
him? I thought Case played good football yesterday, especially on third downs, Nikki. He made some plays. I mean, a couple third downs, we had no one open. And he made some plays moving around in the pocket and finding DT a couple of times to convert third downs, especially early in the football game. So I think Case is getting better and better each week, honestly. He had one bad play yesterday with Patrick Peterson. That's a guy, if you challenge that guy, you can't be wrong. And so that play hurt him. But other than that, he played good football for us.
What's he doing? It's such a challenge on defense.
I think with Lindsey's so different. As a halfback, he's a smaller guy who's a really good receiver. He's a matchup problem for linebackers, even safety. So when he goes in a game, defenses are guessing. So he's getting a lot of shell coverage. So when he gets the ball in between the tackles, it's really a soft box, and he's finding it. He's quick to the second level. And he breaks tackles for a little guy. I think when Royce comes in the game, here comes the big bad Royce. It's a heavy box most of the time. So he's getting heavier boxes, and Phillip's getting more fair boxes because of his skill set. You know, so it's a good combination. But Phillip's a good football player. I mean, it's not an accident that he's making plays. I mean, he's consistently made plays each week. So whatever he's given each week, he's making the best of it.
Does it surprise you how good he's been between tackles?
No, he was that way during training camp, you know. But back with his size, I mean, you wouldn't think he's got that kind of, you know, vision to run in between the tackles, but he does. And he does break tackles with his speed. So he's been a good player for us. I mean, thank God we've got the little guy. I thought Parks, he played good. He played about 55 to 60 snaps. And, you know, with Stu's deal, I mean, he may have to play more for us. But he's in his third year, so he should play that way for us. He's played good dime for us the last month and a half. But he did a good job at safety last night, just making the calls, you know, closing the middle and in coverage on tight end. So I was pleased with Parksy last night. I really was.
He had the game well in hand.
Yeah.
Any thought, was there a discussion about putting in some of the backups, Jack Kelly and a few of the other guys in the fourth quarter?
No, we're trying to finish the game, Mike. You know, we didn't want to go out and go sloppy. You know, we had our guys in the game. We had a good plan going, and the guys were playing well. So we didn't want to, you know, finish the game sloppy. You know, we played Isaac a little bit in the back end there because of, you know, Brock being nicked a little bit and Chris got a little tired. But as far as that, you know, I'm not a believer in putting in a bunch of backups late in the game to finish the game. I want to finish the game right. You know, so our team deserved that last night.
Regardless of the opponent, is there really something to be said for a confidence builder for guys like Roby, for guys like Bowles, those guys who may have been struggling to really go out there and have a great game?
Yeah, you know, I think opponent-wise in this league, everyone's playing NFL football. You know, I wish it was easy. You know, I wish they wasn't a good team last night. I wish they didn't have good playmakers, but they do. You know, and, you know, if you don't play good football, you don't beat that team last night. So I'm not going to discount that football team or discount, you know, what we did last night, because it's NFL football. And if you don't play your best each week, you're losing this league. So obviously that team's won one game, you know. So, but when you watch them on tape, defensively especially, it's a really good defense. And offensively, they've got some weapons. You know, I mean, David Johnson's a Pro Bowl player, so is Fitz, and, I mean, Kirk is a really good player. They have a young quarterback. That's not where he wants to be. But as far as our performance, it was an NFL game last night, and we won.
Brett has five sacks in those last two games.
I'm sorry.
Brett has five sacks in those last two games. Is that a result of using him differently or opportunities presenting themselves? Does it feel like early in the season using coverage or maybe more a run guy?
No. I think the calls dictate that, Troy. You know, I mean, he's a Sam backer in our base package where he's rushing most of the time. But if one guy drops, he's the dropper, he's the Sam. And in nickel, he's a defensive end along with Vaughn. So he's rushing most of the time. So I don't think that's changed, you know, what he's done for. I think playing with a lead, you know, that helps Vaughn, that helps Chubby. You know, I mean, they're down by three or four scores, and they have to throw it. Right, Von Miller loves that. Chubby loves that. So I think playing with a lead for those two guys is critical. And you know, we got, what, 14 sacks combined between those dudes.
You guys hurt Adam Jones, yeah. Shane Ray, yeah. Any of those you Valdir, any of those you expect
that? I think Adam Jones is going to play this week. You know, that's going to help us, obviously, at corner and as a returner. I think Jared is day-to-day. He's close. I think Shane Ray's going to be close this week. Obviously, Shane's motivated. He wants to go home and play well, so we'll see about Shane. But, you know, right now we're a little beat up. And, you know, you play two games in five days. But we have 10 days to recover, so we'll see. We gave the guys off the weekend, but the staff's going to work a little bit, and we'll come back Monday and start KC. You know, it's an extra day. We just played them a month ago, so I think as far as game planning wise, that's going to help us. You know, and they played very similar opponents defensively and offensively, so we'll see. You know, obviously it's going to be a big challenge going to KC to beat that team. They're still scoring at a high rate, so defensively it's going to be a challenge, and they're getting some guys back on their defense, so it's going to be hard. But again, man, you know, we love the challenge. We love it. So we're looking forward to it.
What's the message for the players over their weekend when they have off?
Obviously, recover, you know. Use this time to recover. I mean, you've played two games in 5 days, and we are sore and beat up a little bit. I mean, the training room's full of players, so most of the guys will be around here tomorrow getting treatments and working out a little bit. So just use this time to recover and come back Monday with the mindset to go win a game.
Thank you.
You want to send out 2.8 yards a carry. What kind of encouraging signs did you see from your phone?
Yeah. It's a good sign, you know, I mean, to go from giving up 200 yards to one guy to holding that guy to, you know, to those numbers is encouraging for us. But that's what we can do, you know, once we're focused on fitting our gaps and actually tackling guys, you know, we can be a dominant front as far as stopping a run. So, again, it hadn't been our problem. It has been the last 2 weeks, and hopefully we can fix it moving forward.
Do you expect to bring in depth before going down?
Yes, I met with John this morning about bringing some depth in. So we're going through the wires now and different practice squads to see who's available. But, yes, we have to bring one guy in to fill that roster spot. Yes, I'm sorry.
Do you see Casey's mobility getting better? He's had a sore knee and a knee brace. Do you think he's any closer to being able to ditch that knee brace? Do you think it's affected his play
on? Well, he's played with a brace, you know, over his career, you know, on that knee. But how he's moving, in my opinion, is okay. You know, he ran for a big first down against the Rams last week. He ran for one last night. He moved around on third down. So I think he's moving okay, you know, and the knee brace kind of looks a little awkward, but I think he's worn it in the past, and I don't think it hurts him moving at all. No. I don't think so at all.
Coach,
yes. That point obviously was big for confidence, but now he's got to get him Kansas City at Arrowhead, and it's a different type of challenge. What do you think about, what do you do as far as refocusing them for this next game?
I think our team's focused, Mike. I really do. You know, we're 3-4. You know, we're not a team that's rolling right now. We won one game. You know, we lost four in a row. So I think the guys like the feeling of winning, you know, and we played that football team, you know, really well last time and came away, you know, with an emotional loss. So I think the guys want to get back at it, you know, just get back at it and have a chance to go see if we can rectify that last loss versus KC. It's a divisional opponent. It's going to be a packed house. It's going to be rocking. So we're looking forward to it. You know, it won't be easy, but I think our guys obviously enjoy winning and they want to win. So we'll see.
Why is it so hard to win division road games in the West?
I think every NFL game is hard to win. You know, I mean, average, you know, points you give up is you start with three, you know, on the road. And I think the crowd noise is always tough and just the travel is always tough. It's, you know, it all goes against you, you know. And when you're playing a good football team like KC, it doesn't get any easier. So we have to have a great plan and have the right mindset to go win there. I mean, it's not going to be easy, but we're looking forward to it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. That was Vance Joseph there live from Dove Valley. We have so much to react to, including something that I can't ever remember hearing. We'll get to it next. We are reacting to Vance Joseph at Dove Valley, who just spoke to the media following last night's beatdown of the Arizona Cardinals. Vance isn't going to get up there and laugh, but you know he's in a great mood, and you have an understanding that the guy just probably saved his job when he starts calling Garrett Bowles, Bowlesy, Will Parks, Parksy.
Thank God we've got the little guy.
Well, no, that was Phillip Lindsay. That was Phillip Lindsay, the little guy. He called Will Parks, Parksy. Let me hear that one more time, Steven. And he called Bradley Chubb Chubby.
Chubby.
I mean, what is going on? I've never heard so many nicknames dropped in a press conference from a head coach. That was, hey, you saved your job, though. Maybe if my neck was on the line like that and I had a stay of execution, I would be dropping nicknames like he was today. But good for him.
Any coaches have a unique nickname for you in the past? Or was it just Stoke?
Yeah, just Stoke.
All right.
Nothing too wild. Sorry about that.
Bowlesy, Parksy, Chubby, and the little guy. Yeah. It sounds like a sitcom is what it does.
It does.
it's like some sort of spinoff. But obviously Vance is in a good mood. If he loses last night, I think it's most of our belief that he likely loses his job. I thought it was 100% sure. You knew someone was going to lose their job.
Yeah.
That was, our buddy Chris Hitchcock, who we work with promotions, who does the, tailgate and stuff. I liked his hashtag. He called it the pink slip bowl. Someone was going to get fired.
Yeah.
Whether it was Vance or Joe Woods on the other side, it's already happened.
Right.
Mike McCoy fired this morning.
Yep. Well, somebody was going to get canned. I mean, you heard their head coach talking about it this week that, you know, jobs are on the line. His job was on the line. And so if they didn't play well, he was going to have to fire somebody. And if the Broncos didn't play well and lost, somebody was going to get fired from this staff. That's just the way it was going to be. And like you said, Mike McCoy gone.
And a lot of that, me watching the Cardinals offense last night, and of course their personnel is different than what the Broncos had, but it did remind me of a year ago. It's just not creative. It seems sort of old school, Stoke.
I mean, it's hard to be creative when you can't block, you can't run the football. You got a rookie quarterback that's, you know, threw two pick sixes in, you know, the first quarter and a half or whatever it was. So, I mean, like, I get it. I get it. There has to be a fall guy. It doesn't look good, but goodness, I mean, tell me who's going to call plays for the Arizona Cardinals, and all of a sudden it's going to look competent, and they're going to be, you know, taken off. And it's certainly not going to be Byron Leftwich. Let me tell you that. Okay, you can put that, put my name on it. It's not going to be Byron Leftwich. It's not going to be all of a sudden the Arizona Cardinals are lighting up the scoreboard, and all of a sudden they're running the football. David Johnson looks like he was 2 years ago. It's just not going to happen. But the cold, hard facts and the truth, like we've been talking about all week, somebody has to pay the price. Somebody has to pay the price, right? You got a first-year head coach. He's not going to get fired after six games.
Right.
It's not going to be the case. So, you know, other people have to get fired. Just like last year. Vance wasn't going to get fired, but somebody had had a role. It was that guy's fault. We got to change something up, and that was Mike McCoy. And poor McCoy, you know, that's 2 years in a row for him.
I know.
Getting the axe middle of the season. So, that's so, just the way it is. Look, and you can look at the offense, and you can say it doesn't look good, but – you know, you put him with some good offensive players around him, and all of a sudden his offense looks good. So that's pretty much the bottom line. He's been in a couple tough situations the last couple years, and he's paid the price for it. And I'm not, you know, asking for people to feel sorry for Mike McCoy. I'm just telling you the facts.
Yeah, no, I got it. And a lot of what you're saying absolutely makes sense
there. Not a lot. Not a lot. Everything.
Most.
Everything.
Most
say
of
it.
What you're saying.
Say it. You want to say it. Everything.
Man, I haven't heard the name Byron Leftwich in a while.
Do you think, like, he's going to have two offensive linemen carrying him up and down the sideline? Hobbling on one foot. I think everybody remembers the great Marshall, the University of Marshall, and Byron Leftwich got hurt, and they were doing the end of the game two-minute drill, and his offensive lineman had to carry him down the field. You know, they played that up a lot, but that's my lasting memory of Byron Leftwich.
Well, he's the new offensive coordinator for the Arizona Cardinals after Mike McCoy was fired this morning or last night, however it went down. All right, let's talk about Von Miller.
Ooh,
Von Miller.
He's back.
I mean, he called his shot. The bat signal was up in the sky, and that dude answered the call, didn't he?
He did. And this defense answered the call, more importantly. You know, Von, yeah, he was putting pressure on the quarterback. He didn't get those sacks until a little bit later.
Yeah.
But he was pressuring the quarterback, and his defense responded. That's what I like to see more than anything. You know, Von made his statement, and was it calculated, was it not? Whatever. He made the statement. He said it. He came out and put his neck on the line. And you know what? His guys had his back, and they performed at a high level. And I don't care who they're playing. I don't care. So it doesn't matter. They went out there, and they dominated. So, look, kudos, Von. Way to back it up. Kudos, Denver Broncos defense for backing it up, and the Broncos offense and the whole team for backing up Von Miller. Good job. I like the statement when he said it. And was it a catalyst for them to go out last night and dominate the way they did? I don't know. But whatever happened, I liked what I saw last night. Von Miller and that defense played at the level that I've been expecting them to play at more consistently throughout the course of this year so far.
Yeah, it was a dominant performance. There's no question. And, you know, Von, be involved in another strip sack. It was a multi-sack game for him. He hit the quarterback five times last night. Von Miller hit Josh Rosen five different times last night. That's the Von Miller we got to see. Yes. On a more consistent basis. It's just a fact of the matter. Multi-sack games shouldn't be a big deal for someone as a generational talent as Von Miller, who is very much in his prime. And he should have had one that eventually they call back. They said Josh Rosen's hand was going forward. Von Miller should have ended up with another strip sack.
I thought his hand was going. It was going forward.
It was. You know, maybe 25 years ago, that's probably a strip sack fumble.
What about 35? What would it have been then?
You know what? It's a strip sack fumble. But he was flirting with another one, is what I'm trying to say. And he had another one of those earlier in the season, maybe call back from a Todd Davis,
yes,
a holding, if you remember.
Yes, I do.
But after last night, after they roll it.
That was against Seattle.
That's right.
I believe.
That's right.
The first game of the year.
Yep. And after they roll it incomplete, no worries. Two plays later, Von Miller, strip fumble.
Right.
I mean, that dude was everywhere, Stoke.
Yeah, he was. Bradley Chubb picked up the slack there late also. You know, we got to see that formula, right? You get a lead, and you're able to rush the passer. You're able to pin your ears back and get after the quarterback. So it was good to see Bradley Chubb in that situation. To be able to pin his ears back and say, you know what, I'm going to work on my moves, I'm going to work on my game, and I'm going to rush the passer, not worry about anything else. I'm not worried. Who cares if they run the football? Good for them. I'll give them a 10-yard run right now. We're up by 30. I'm going to practice on my craft, and I'm going to get after the quarterback. So that's a good thing for that guy. And you know what? He ended up with a couple sacks, had a strip fumble himself. Defensively, look, man, I mean, that was impressive. Shaq Barrett had one early. Hopefully they can bottle this up and continue to do it. Now, Arizona's offensive line's a mess. Right? You think the Broncos have issues offensively, you know, heading into that game last night? Arizona tenfold. I mean, did you see how they started the game off?
I did.
I mean, wow. I couldn't believe it. Having to burn a timeout on the second play of the game. Delay of games. You had, two pick sixes. Guys not lining up. I mean, it was just a complete mess and disaster over there for Arizona Cardinals. I mean, who burns a timeout on the second play of the game?
Crazy. Embarrassing.
Yeah, that's
embarrassing.
What it is. That's what it is. Exactly what it was. So, somebody falls on the sword. Mike McCoy gone. The good old Byron Leftwich in the house. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting to see how he does. Obviously, he played in the league for a long time.
Yeah.
And was a solid quarterback for a while and did a good job as a backup. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him, how he does.
Yeah. Looking forward to see how that pans out. Do you mind if do you mind if I call some folks out?
No, I love for you to call some folks out. Hopefully it's not me.
It is not you.
Oh, perfect. Call out people. I love to call out people.
It is not you.
I can't wait. Yes.
You and I are on the same side as this one. But to say we were alone may be an understatement. I'll tell you exactly why next. All right, so you know any time that you need to settle a score on this show, we settle it. If someone's got to be called out, we just call them out. No big deal.
We're going to call you out.
This is what we do, okay? This is what we do, and you're not going to get everything right in this business, all right? If you're in this position, you have to sometimes plant your flag with something, and some things are going to work out, some things won't.
I picked the Cardinals. Didn't work out well for me.
Yes, you did. Now, I wasn't going to pile on. You noticed.
Oh, it's okay. Look, you think I'm worried about you piling on? Go ahead. It doesn't matter.
Well,
I gave my reasons why I took the Cardinals, and I felt great about it. And I still don't feel bad about picking the Cardinals.
No excuses, no explanations.
That's right. There you go. Good one, Steven. There
that
you go.
That is good. The thing that the reason that I need to call someone out is call a bunch of people out is that before the season, I was flat out called ridiculous.
Yes.
I was called ridiculous by our own show hosts.
A lot of people were calling you out.
Cecil Lammy, Alfred Williams.
D-Mac? I think D-Mac was on that bus, too.
Well, once I showed D-Mac the research, he was receptive to it. But there was a host, because I put this out on Twitter, too, and I was called foolish. And that was when I said that Bradley Chubb should and will get 10 sacks his rookie year. And I was just outraged. How are you gonna put that sort of expectation on Bradley Chubb? Here's why. This guy was consensusly known as a generational player. You selected him with the 5th overall pick in the NFL draft. But a part of the context there was who you didn't pick. You didn't pick Josh Allen. You didn't pick Josh Rosen because you believed you had this dynamic generational guy. So to put the bar at 10 sacks for him, and when you went back and looked at it, you realize it's been done on average every other year since sacks have been recorded starting in 1982, it wasn't that crazy. Here Bradley Chubb is, Stoke, and pardon me, I'm ranting here, but here Bradley Chubb is after 7 games. My dude has 6.5 sacks. That is tied for the sixth most in NFL history by a rookie through seven games. And don't look now, Brandon Stokley, if he keeps this pace up, Bradley Chubb is on pace to break Javon Kearse's all-time sack rookie record. Woo!
There you go. Are you stoked up?
I'm stoked up.
I like
and
it.
Zach, that's why
I'm stoked up. No, you're supposed to say, and stoked, that's why
and
I'm stoked.
And stoked, that's why I'm
there
stoked
you go.
Up.
There you go. Needs a little bit of work, but that was good, man. You're spot on. Look, you called it. I had your back. I agree with you. It's not – those guys called it foolish when you said it. They called you out like, this is ludicrous. I can't believe you're saying that. Double-digit sacks. I mean, rookies don't do that. And you had the data to back it up. I was with you. You were driving the bus. And Bradley Chubb here the last couple games has gotten it going. And he does. He has a chance. Now, obviously, sacks are kind of, you know, come in bunches.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you'll go a couple games without him. But right now, he's hot. And if this offense and this team can keep keeping games close and having a lead, now you're able to go out there and you know, pin those ears back like you did last night and get some sacks. But obviously, he's on that pace, and it would be kind of cool to see him get close to it at least and maybe break this thing.
Yeah, that would be real cool. Von Miller walked in the league and put up 11 sacks. I would love to see Bradley Chubb reach that threshold. I mean, these two guys in the last 2 weeks, Bradley Chubb and Von Miller have put up 8.5 sacks in the last 2 weeks. Are you kidding me?
You know what I like to see? I like to see consistent pressure. Sometimes you can luck into a sack.
Sure.
Sometimes you can, quarterback slips and you go put your hand on him and you get a sack, right? And I get it. But I like to see consistent pressure. I like to see a quarterback that's having to move up in the pocket really quick because Von Miller's there in a second and a half. That's what I want to see from these guys, more so than the numbers and the sack numbers. Look, it is what it is. Those are nice, but I want to see quarterback hits. I want to see quarterback pressures. Make him move in the pocket. Make him feel your presence. And that's what they were able to do last night. And it turned out that, you know what, you were also able to get a lot of sacks there. So, look, pass rushing right now for the Denver Broncos the last couple weeks, man, this is what we've been expecting to see. I still need to see a little bit more presence from the interior guys.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a lot of that.
Although, how about our boy Zach Kerr last night?
Yes.
The
Zach
Delaware
Kerr.
Blue Hen.
Zach Kerr got him one. And Shaq Barrett had a nice inside move off of a guard. They had, I think it was Shaq Barrett and Von Miller on the same side. And Shaq made a nice move on the guard and got himself a sack. So, I think it's something that they realize they need to get more pressure from up the middle. And you saw Kerr and you saw Shaq Barrett able to do that. But Bradley Chubb, yeah, he's on pace right now to have a great, great year.
Yeah.
And you called it.
I cannot wait to watch how this thing continues to come to fruition. But you said something there in your reaction to my little rant there that is really the ultimate key. And first of all, before I say that, you're right. It's not all about the sack numbers. It's about how it feels. Are you getting pressure? But with that consistent pressure, you should be able to, you get luckier with sacks the more pressure you consistently bring.
Absolutely. You're right. You're absolutely right. The more your motor goes nonstop, that's when you luck into a few sacks here and there. So if you're playing at a high level and you're giving great effort from snap to whistle, then you're going to have some of those lucky sacks.
But you said something there in your reaction that is truly the key to Von's success moving forward, Bradley Chubb's success moving forward, and really the pressure that you're able to apply is, are you in a position to play that way? Do you have a lead in football games? You know, it looked different yesterday, and you were able to truly apply the formula because you were in a position to apply the formula. That always has not been the case.
That's right.
So the fact that you had a lead, you were able to run the football effectively, is how you were able to bring that pressure. And let me just say this, Von Miller. You know, Von Miller ended up with 2 sacks last night, forced fumble. That's amazing. Right now, Von Miller's leading the NFL in sacks, BTW.
Really?
Okay. And I know everyone
BTW,
else.
BTW, okay.
By the way, everyone else has a game to play, so he'll likely get passed, but I don't care. When I click on stats on ESPN.com and I click on sacks and they got a picture of Von Miller's face at the top of it,
that means he's leaving.
That's what I'm talking about. But his effect, actually, in last night's game, went beyond the sack totals. of two. And you would take two sacks any day of the week and twice on Sunday. But the fact that Von Miller was...
Three times on Thursday.
Should have been. The fact that Von Miller was consistently in the backfield, he had a hand on Rosen's shoulder right as he's releasing it. He's got a hand on his hip as he's replacing it. He was constantly back there. So his impact on yesterday, last night's game, was actually greater than the gaudy stat total that it was.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. That's what I want to see from Von. And sometimes I think he gets frustrated out there because he's giving great effort and all of a sudden the ball's out of the quarterback's hand in three steps. Or he's getting chipped and getting doubled. And that affects somebody. That affects guys, especially later in the game. Now all of a sudden they're expecting that and they don't get it. Now they're one-on-one and, you know, it looks like that guy got he wasn't able to get the pressure that Von should be able to get. Well, because he's feeling the effects of the three-step drops and the quick passes and the chips and the doubles. And so Von's got to ignore that and just go from snap to whistle. And don't let the quarterback and the double teams affect you at all. And I think he's learned that throughout the course of this year. And I think you saw more of that from him last night. And hopefully that continues. Don't let that affect you because you're going to have a lot of plays throughout the course of a game where you will be single. But if you let those other things affect you and slow you down, then you're not going to have the impact that you should. And the other thing, I think Von Miller needs to complain more. I think he needs to speak up more during the course of a game.
You're talking about the holding call?
Yes.
Across his
absolutely.
Neck. My man tried to get him in the million-dollar dream.
Dude,
you can't chokehold someone
right,
like that.
Right, the million-dollar dream or the Khabib McGregor chokehold, right? You can't do that. But he never gets calls. He doesn't ever get calls. So sometimes you have to be vocal to the referees. You have to throw your hands up. Right, and complain a little bit. Do it, right, to get attention to yourself. Because if not, they'll just overlook you. I'm telling you. The one time he had a twist, and he goes and runs over the guard. What does the guard do? He grabs him by his collar and pulls him down.
Yeah.
That's a flat-out holding call. What are these guys looking at? Von gets up and still makes a play, and I think that was one of the fumbles that he had. But look, I mean, he needs to complain more. He does, because he should be getting more holding calls.
I could not believe how fast he got back up from the ground to go cause that fumble. That was insane. That was insane. We're watching vintage Von Miller.
Insane in the membrane.
All right. How?
Do you know who that is?
Insane. Cypress Hill.
There you go.
Come on now. Don't catch me slipping on a Friday. I'm already halfway there with you, baby.
I was just checking.
How did Case?
Way to be on top of it.
How did Case Keenum grade out Stoke? I want to hear your answer next.
Does your business make a positive impact on its community, customers, or employees? First Bank invites you to submit a 2-minute video explaining how you and your business do good for a chance to win $20,000 and a marketing campaign courtesy of First Bank. Doing good can be donating proceeds to charity, being environmentally sustainable, providing gym memberships for your employees, and so much more. If this describes your business, submit your video by October 24th. First Bank. Business banking for good. Rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC. Visit efirstbank.com/businesscontest for more details.